The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Let's call this Random Thoughts. Number one, we citizens of the U.S. pride ourselves on probably being the one authentic democracy of the world. That being the case, how come we now and then are being confronted with the reality that our Congress decides that they are all somewhat better than we the people, so they create a universal health care plan for the rest of us, but they provide themselves with more expensive, different insurance that is very superior? How dare these people get away with that inequality in our so-called democracy? I say, if the government will provide the health care that we the people pay for, it should be the same for everyone, including the Congress and the President and his family. Second random thought. Sadly, we've been engaged in a very long war in Afghanistan, about 9 years, and sadly, at least 38,000 American soldiers have been wounded or died. Settling differences between countries with war is certainly not the answer. Can't we find a better, less barbaric way to get along? The United Nations is certainly not the answer, even though it was supposed to be, because now its agenda is not to settle nations' differences. It aspires to supersede countries and rule the world. We must remove ourselves from the United Nations. Third random thought. Those Americans who fight to defend our country, I believe, should get a bigger, higher wage than the Congress does. But that certainly is not the case. Once brave, dismissed, and wounded soldiers leave the military, the government drops the ball, and the American public is expected to help the soldiers with rehabilitation. The government should be responsible for that, but they do not respond as they should. Unfortunately, many veterans, not receiving government proper financial and emotional support, cannot face their situations, and now, sadly, many of them commit suicide when they return home, and this is shameful. And finally, another random thought and another iniquity. We seniors who have contributed our share to the Social Security Fund for the past 2 years have been denied our yearly cost of living increase, while those in Congress with hefty salaries who denied us those funds continue to vote themselves 15% to 20% yearly increases, and that is not democratic. And I say it stinks. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.